Yeah, roger that. At 1.3, 1.2, 1.3, it's good enough. I mean, it is a little, but it's not up there. You know, 1.5 even is safe, but, you know, at 1.5, I figure, you know, I'm figuring you'd start, you know, you're starting to get up there. The thing is, though, yeah, I wouldn't try anymore because, you know, you go too far, you can't add back on to it, you know, when you're trimming. But at 1.2, 1.3, that's fine. I believe my match, I bought a watt meter last month, and my Nagoya is sitting behind me. I checked, and it's a 1.2. I left it alone. I didn't see no reason to screw around with it. I didn't want to. I didn't want to take a chance, start trimming it, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, whoops, now I'm at, you know, 1.8, you know, 2 to 1. So mine sits at 1.2, and I left it. But I wonder, you tuning it for the GMRS band, if that's going to affect it on 2 meter there, roger.
Yeah, copy that. WRZX 218. Yeah, I could, but I don't know. I'd have to punch them in and see if I could listen. Cause I don't have a technician's license, but I'd have to listen and see if I pick anything up and see. But, you know, at the time, I really didn't care. I was after GMRS. I was tuning it to 462 or 467 transmit on. And, you know, got it down to 1.3 or so, and I left it. But it didn't do any damage to the radio either, because it's a Redivis RA87 40-watt mobile unit. I've had a couple years in the Jeep, and it's a 40 watt that does a 30-31 max, so they're liars, but it's taught good. I ran a little 13 inch quarter wave for a year, and then I switched to this one. I wanted more height, you know, because I'm 25 miles west of the Detroit repeater, and I traveled on down into southern Washtenaw County, into Monroe and Lenawee over in there, and I can reach. So that's what I got, a 40-inch antenna on there. Helped me out a little better. And it worked until it didn't work there, roger.